As Joe mentioned, it's Wednesday and time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today, we feature the Davies Project, a local nonprofit that provides transportation to medical appointments for families with kids who have serious illnesses. Here to tell us more about the Davies Project is founder and executive director, Pamela McLouchich, and with her is Dr. Roshni Kulkarni, director of pediatric and adolescent hematology and oncology at Michigan State's College of Human Medicine, as well as a board member for the Davies Project. Welcome both of you to Kern State. Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Pam, tell us more about the Davies Project.
Let me see. We are an organization aimed at providing non-medical support to families who are facing really long-term serious health challenges with sick kids. There are many, many directions I foresee this organization going over time, but our first goal is to provide transportation to the subspecialty appointments that so many of our children in this community are missing. Right now, about 70% of the kids who use the clinics in the Lansing area are on Medicaid, and they are missing upwards of 60% of their outpatient appointments. Lots of that is because of transportation. There are other reasons behind that, but what we want to do is pair community partners, community volunteers who are willing to drive, who will work with the families, help break some of the isolation they are experiencing in their lives, and get them to their appointments and build a relationship that will get them where they need to be.
Dr. Kulkarni, how does that impact health outcomes?
So, as physicians and as healthcare providers, nurses and physicians, we dread the word no-show. What that means for us is just not only a wasted time for the clinic and the staff, but also the worry about how the child is doing. For instance, if it's a child with cancer who is a no-show, then the child is at risk for relapse of their cancer. If it's a child with sickle cell disease who is a no-show because of either, you know, parents being too poor to even afford transportation or other children at home having babysitting problems or whatever it is, then these children end up with pain and land in the emergency room. So that just increases the healthcare cost. It also directly impacts the child's outcome. So children who do not show to clinic visits and are regularly seen, these are especially children with chronic illnesses, such as patients with hemophilia, patients with cancer, sickle cell disease, anemia, etc., then their disease continues. So for instance, for a child with hemophilia, they bleed everywhere, including in their joints. So then eventually, as an adult, they become disabled as a result of these bleeds and not taking care of themselves properly and in a timely fashion.
Pam, you and I share something in common. We've both been caregivers for people with cancer. What is it about this experience that motivates you in your work now?
Well, my son, he's a freshman in college now. He's out at the University of Rochester. But he was diagnosed with leukemia when he was 3 years old. And it was Dr. Kulkarni was one of his main caregivers. We are very grateful to her
one
and to the rest of the medical
here.
Team.
Yes.
Anyway, watching him go through his illness and watching other families go through the same procedures, the same deal we were dealing with a long time ago, we had every resource at hand to manage my son's health. We had excellent insurance, we spoke the language, we had wonderful employment, we had transportation, we had everything we needed. There were so many families without those resources, and there is one memory I have of a child diagnosed at the same time as my son, same diagnosis, same prognosis, who did not make it. And that case has always haunted me, that how much of it was because she could not access the care in the same way that my son was able to. So this has been a motivating force behind me.
And for you?
Well, I think the motivating force, of course, I think Pam was just wonderful. And clearly, for us, the thing was the child. We have to take care of the child no matter where the child is. And for a lot of them, having no parent, being homeless, having family members incarcerated and all, and then finding out that they were not taking their medications or they couldn't come to the clinic and couldn't even tell us what they were on. I think that to me was really bothersome. And I think when we all came up with this idea, when Dr. Davis came up with this idea of having these children get their care locally, you know, it is fine to send these children out to major institution outside of the state, like St. Jude's and all that, or U of M or whatever it is. But for a lot of families who are working families, like farmers and all, it is very hard, especially in wintertime, to take this long transportation. So if there was some way, if we bring the kids to the clinic by giving them transportation, at least taking that worry out of their mind, then we hope that it would really make the caregivers focus on the child's medical illness rather than worrying about, you know, will this child even make it to the clinic or not, and what do we do, and phone calls. And my nurses in pediatric hematology, oncology, and hemophilia will tell you the enormous amount of time they spend trying to track down these children and where they are.
We're talking about the Davies Project with founder and executive director Pamela McLouchich and Dr. Roshni Kulkarni, director of pediatric and adolescent hematology and oncology at Michigan State's College of Human Medicine. Pam, the project's just getting off the ground. What's been the response so far?
The response has been wonderful. Let me see. We launched our website just 3 weeks ago, and we already have 350 likes on our Facebook page, which is pretty astounding.
That's great. Social media terms, that's fantastic.
We have six drivers, volunteer drivers from the community who are ready to be trained. We will be doing that within the next couple of weeks. We have the processes in place to identify families in need of rides, and we are really ready to get going. The last year was a little difficult making sure we could access the insurance we needed to cover. Transporting families is a big deal, but we've got everything in place that we need to make this a go, and we're ready to get started.
So, how else besides Facebook are you getting the word out?
Let me see. Right now, it is a lot of word of mouth. We will be having a fundraiser in early February, another one next fall. The website, we will start a newsletter this month, a regular newsletter. And it has been, what we're trying to do too is we're trying to really get out to our faith communities, to have them work with us as partners in this, to our civic groups, and to individuals who just want to play a role. I want this to be a place where the entire community can unify around our kids. The kids are our future. The healthier we can keep them, the better we can help families stay together just through our interactions with them, just by making their lives easier while dealing with a sick kid, the better future we are all going to have. So I invite any faith communities to contact us, to come be a part of this. That means you could provide individual drivers to us, or maybe you want to use a church vehicle, or maybe your outreach group would like to sponsor some of our work so that we can get this thing really off the ground. Transportation is the first place I see us working from. I then see us moving into other areas of intervention for families in need.
Like what, Dr. Kulkarni? What would some of those other areas be?
Well, I think word of mouth is the biggest thing I usually tell my clinic. In fact, just this morning, I sent an email to the hemophilia, the Michigan State University Center for Bleeding and Clotting Disorders, saying that I would like Pam to come there and visit them and let them know. So I think once we get word to the providers, by that I mean the physicians, the nurses, the social workers, whoever is there in the clinic, to say, hey, this is what we can do for you, and you have to identify those children and seek the permission of their family to contact the Davis Project, who can then help you come to these clinics. I think transportation should not be a barrier, you know, for these families to get good health care. We want to remove that barrier through the Davis Project.
Aside from finding a cure for cancer, if you could have one wish come true, what would it be?
I would say, I would hope that every child is healthy and reaches their full potential in their lifetime. These are very bright children. Like, for instance, Pam's son is in college. Now, I want every kid to go through that experience of going through school, going through college, and becoming a useful citizen of the world, just not of this, and you know, do philanthropic work in addition to helping others. It, having gone through that experience of a devastating illness or a chronic illness makes these children our spokespeople in the future. And they are the ones who fight for advocacy for whatever disease group they are. I think I see children of all kind, and believe me, I feel like a proud mom when I see some of these children go become doctors, become scientists, become professor. In fact, we have one who's a professor in Texas, and I'm like, wow.
Dr. Ross Nicole Carney is Director of Pediatric and Adolescent Hematology and Oncology at MSU. And Pam McClouchik is the Director of the Davies Project. Ladies, thanks for being with us on Current State this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We could always use more nominations, and we know there are people and organizations out there who are doing excellent work, but we just don't know about them. Please help us out and tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State, or send an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.